Hi there. The word for you today is vitamins for spiritual health. 2 Samuel 20 verse 9. Are you in health, my brother? Here's one more vitamin for spiritual health. Never withhold because times are hard. The Bible teaches that those who set their minds on getting always lose, whereas those who set their mind on giving always win. Stories told of a dog walking across a bridge with a bone in his mouth. When he looked down into the river, he saw his reflection, and he thought it was another dog with an even bigger bone. So he jumped in to get it, and he drowned. Paul dedicates 2 entire chapters of the Bible to the subject of money. Perhaps that's a good answer to those who say all the church ever talks about is money. Since money is congealed sweat, coined time, coined talent, negotiable you, it's one way in which you can give yourself to God. Now, it's not the only way, but it's a very important way. So Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Listen to this carefully. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Yes, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can always be generous. Now, unless you practice generosity, there's really no point asking God for more money. You see, he doesn't pour his blessing into pots, but into pipes. Not into reservoirs, but into rivers that let it flow out. Getting the idea?